All right, welcome to Reddit Talks Clash, the podcast where the moderators of our Clash of Clans talk about the game Clash of Clans and recent posts. For those of you who are listening live, thanks for being here. Feel free to stick around the whole time. And if you have any questions for us, type it into the chat. But I am Frank, and I'm happy to be here. How are you guys tonight?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm not tired for once, which is a miracle because it's 2 a.m. But yeah, I'm actually awake today. How about you, Rick? How you doing?
Oh man, I had a week, but I'm good now.
Yeah, I'm Mac. Mac's doing good. Spencer, are you talking tonight?
If there's a chance, I will, but maybe we'll see.
We'll
Wow.
see. He sounds so buttery.
He does. So, Lion, what is on the agenda for us today? What have we got to talk about?
Yeah, so it's been a pretty hectic 2 weeks. The
It
last
has.
time that we were all talking, it was right as Town Hall 15 dropped. I think it was like the day of or the day before, and everything had been released. But now we've got 2 weeks of play under our belt, and so definitely a few Town Hall 15 topics of what's been working, what isn't. I would love to hear your guys' take on the meta because I've gone back and forth. Some things have been really successful, and sudden things have just not felt quite as strong, and I know everyone's still working on a lot of things, and like it'll be a long time before pets and the research lab are all finished. But yeah, Town Hall 15, and then for anyone who's been under the rock, our subreddit got plagued this past week. Really interesting timing because I thought everyone was going to be all about Town Hall 15, but something about that momentum and excitement spurned on maybe the biggest round of phishing conversations that we've had so far. So I know we've discussed that pretty extensively on the pod before, but wanted to kind of take a top-down look at the phishing situation specifically about the last couple of weeks. Rick, I know that you've been pretty involved with it and talking to some of the guys. Can you give us just a quick rundown of what went on the last couple of weeks in case anybody missed it?
Yeah. So, a group of people, or one person, allegedly, I don't know.
That's interesting to throw out right away.
I do think it's more than one person, but I don't think it's as many people as there are accounts. So they had the idea that the release of Town Hall 15 would be a great time to strike up the conversation again because of all the extra attention on the subreddit, and they were right. So they apparently had a little plan. They dumped a whole bunch of phishing memes, phishing really account security related memes on the sub, and got really popular. Then they also started sharing stories. Some of them were reposts of old stories that had never been properly addressed. High street clans that have been lost, real special unique accounts, highlighting all the times that support is really screwed up over the years and really got the conversation started. And it was actually kind of cool. Darian started hopping in and giving us updates. He's saying, hey, like we're actually talking about it now at the company again. He didn't, give us a whole lot of answers, but he has been continually engaged on Reddit at least, saying he's following up. And it does sound like they're taking it a little more seriously this time. Unfortunately, there was a lot of allegations of, whether it was, one guy making all the posts, whether they were trying to manipulate votes, hiding stuff, mass voting with alt accounts and everything. And it really kind of derailed a lot of the conversation, which is unfortunate because it.
Let me ask you a quick question
Sure.
and kind of steer this into something I'm sure some people are wondering about. If you're trying to dig through the subreddit and see all the posts, you'll have kind of a hard time because we removed a couple of them. And wanted to ask Rick or Sam or whoever would want to address it. We removed a couple of these. It's not because we are against the phishing movement, by any means. I mean, the mods have been some of the most vocal people behind it. But a few of them got taken down for some pretty specific reasons, and wanted you to talk about that too, so that
Right.
people, with any kind of misguided notions about it, get some clarification.
Yeah, right. So the first, I guess, big post that we took down was I guess the main post that kicks it off. So after all the memes, this group or one person, who knows, made this big post. It was definitely top of the sub, about 3,000 upvotes, and we had to axe it. That was not because we hate phishing, hates, the whole movement, not that at all, but sadly it linked to a Discord server which had become slightly chaotic is probably
very,
the best
very
way to
chaotic.
Put it.
I don't think slightly chaotic is the
yeah, okay.
reason.
Extremely chaotic, to the point where it was a racist, homophobic, anti-everything dump. So that had to go.
Well,
we have
also on that post, because sometimes if it gets in that direction, we'll just lock the thread and then things will be fine. And a lot of subs do that. But that one in particular linked to a Discord that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. What exactly was it? It was like overrun by bots or spam or.
Not really sure, but it became. People were saying it got overrun by fishers. I don't actually know. It probably wasn't. I mean, it was probably just a bunch of random assholes on the internet who thought they just had an interesting time. But yeah, that had to go. I think we've possibly removed another one or two that had slight traction, which possibly more focused on the drama at the subreddit, or were advocating to break Reddit TOS, because that was definitely a big issue we've had across the past 2 weeks. The fact that there has definitely been allegations of vote brigade, of brigading, of vote manipulation, and all sorts. And people, obviously, as moderators, we can't really moderate that. We can't do anything about vote manipulation. That is up to Reddit. But what we can do, and what we did do, is make sure that people aren't advocating it or supporting it or anything, because that is clear-cut. It's an easy way to get our sub banned, potentially. And that is absolutely not what we want to do. So obviously, any removals we made was not to do with phishing, per se. It was more to do with what surrounded it, whether it be a Discord server or breaking site-wide terms of service, or alternatively, one thing I forgot to mention is some posts that possibly got a little bit too educational in terms of phishing and might have verged on explaining to people how it could be done. So those are kind of the three main category of posts we removed. But on the whole, I don't think it's been too bad. Don't know if anyone else wants to add more onto that.
I think we only removed two total, you know, one because of that Discord server. And private servers are always a coin flip if they're okay to link or not. And then the other because it was really turning into like a witch hunt about specific people instead of conversation
like,
and discourse.
Like people were like trying to dox that guy and talking about his personal medical history, and it was just way across the line. So I made the call and I pulled that one down and just said, hey, enough with the stupid drama, everyone stop attacking each other in the comments and just focus on the real issue. So, and for the most part, that has happened since then, which is nice.
Right. And so I do think that this was one of the best received pushes, you know, from Supercell's end by the subreddit, that I think Darian was pretty quick to respond to a lot of the posts and say, you know, it's not falling on deaf ears. Stuff is legitimately happening because of the nature of the situation. He can't go into detail about what the changes are, or else those changes then are easy to exploit. But I think there's a lot of room for optimism. It's funny to see how trends and drama go through subs and, you know, even our subreddit from time to time. But since we've discussed phishing, you know, quite a bit, I want to move on into Town Hall 15 and see just what's been working for each of us in terms of attacks and the meta. Mac, you had a particularly good day today. What's some of your take? Because I know when we were coming off of it 2 weeks ago, we thought it was going to be like a ground meta or even like an underground meta was the joke that that Bash and I think made. You know, a lot of emphasis on Diggy, the Siege Driller, maybe Miners. But I think it's panned out to be a little bit different.
Yeah, I love all the new options. So for the record, I started the day in low legend. So I started the day at 5150. And using pretty much the same army all day, I had 6 triples on the day, one of my better legend days, finishing in the low 53s now. That said, you were asking what composition I'm using. So after the update, I was trying hybrid, mass miners, mass hogs, all sorts of queen charges sprinkled in, used
what
in different ways.
What did you upgrade first on the update?
I did the Electro Titan immediately, and it was a little bit underwhelming. I'll want you guys to weigh in on that. But I tried, I mean, I got a max recall spell, so I tried everything over the first couple of weeks there. And I'm back on Blizzard. I'm back on a Blizzard Lalo. And it's so effective. With you get an extra wizard now in there. I use my Warden. It's like the big change that I made, and Sam, I know, has a problem with this. But I use my Warden just for his immortal ability to make sure I get my blimp right where I want it. And there's just so much value in the core of Town Hall 15 right now, the way the meta is. I'm almost
I like
the
to,
Town Hall monolith
I like
spells.
To quickly cut in there. My objection was not to the Warden Blimp. I'd done that before.
No.
All I merely suggested was using a recall spell, because then you can grab
he
back your Warden.
A good use for the recall, and you're probably right, you know?
And use him with the rest of the attack. And especially with the Lalo attack, when the loons are extra squishy, I'm sure anyone who's attempted with Lalo without the Warden realizes how much quicker the loons die. I think two spell space for a recall spell to get that great blimp value with the early Warden ability, and then use him again later with the Lalo.
Yeah.
I personally think that's good value, and I have seen it a few times in videos.
But today,
and I'm a bit of a fan.
I rotated between a Queen Charge Blizzard Lalo and then a Blizzard Lalo with just Sui Heroes and a bigger Lalo portion. And I like them both. I can't decide which one I feel stronger right now. I got about the same amount of triples with both of them. But tomorrow, I'll put a recall spell in one of those armies, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Love to hear it.
So,
yeah,
how about you, Rick? Or how about you, Sam? Go ahead, you're farming.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I have been happily sitting in Crystal with my Sneaky Goblins getting my heroes up, but I think I've probably watched about 6 or 7 5v5 Town 15 Wars, and I kind of just wanted to say how much harder Town 15 seems. Or maybe harder isn't the right word, but how more derailed attacks can go. I think that's especially because of the new spell towers and especially the invisibility towers. I have never seen so many one stars and even close to zero stars occasionally as I have in the past week. And I think a lot of it is due to spell towers, invis spell towers especially, because sometimes they just ruin the plan for the town hall and it's almost unrecoverable. But then also, Queen Charges have taken a huge hit, I think, in Town 15. So much more damage, whether that be raged up defenses with the Spell Towers or the new Monolith. I think Queen Charges have definitely suffered a lot. But as I have been not doing much actual Town 15 action, I wanted to go to you guys and ask, how do you think you've been failing more or getting more 1-stars since Town 15 came out? Do you think it is a harder Town Hall?
Yeah, so I think, that was our takeaway from a couple weeks ago before the update. We all thought that it was going to be a more defensive-oriented meta, and I do agree with that entirely. One thing that I was super wrong about, but I think, I forget who it was last time, maybe Bash, was saying that the rage the rage spell of the spell towers was going to end up being pretty strong, and I'm seeing that so much, maybe just because rage is level 1, and you know, people are still upgrading them, but I'm seeing it in like most bases. It's double rage, and it's kind of weird because there's not much to do about it. Like, I don't want to freeze over it before it drops, or like use my warden over a rage spawn. But it's just like it's just good, you know. It's not super frustrating to play against like an invis spell tower is, but it's just strong.
Interestingly, when I watched the Itsu video on the sneak peek for the new spell towers, his verdict was the Rage Tower was the worst of the three.
Yeah, that was mine too.
Even Itsu came around on it in subsequent videos.
Oh, did he? I clearly haven't been paying good enough attention. I do think the Poison Tower is criminally underrated. I've seen it being used and just completely... because it's you don't really, as you said, maybe freeze for it like you would for an Invis Tower, and you don't really panic about it per se. But once it fires, once it hits, it's got quite a big radius. I find that lots of troops just really fizzle out. I mean, it's like an extra gigabomb, right? And that thing is deadly. So I really think all the spell towers have a really great place in the meta, which is great because often with these sorts of things, it might be that one choice. It's clearly dominant, a bit like when we just had the four pets. There was a very almost set combination. But I think it's really great that all the spell towers seem to have their niche and seem to have their area. So obviously, like you said, Lion, it might be more that we're seeing lots of rages because lots of people still have level one towers. But I think also, like you said, that it'll still remain in the meta. I think that's really exciting because it's more base design. It's more things to counter and more planning that has to go into attacks. What about the monolith then? How are you all finding that?
Well, I was going to say the and this ties into the attack that I've been using is I've really been committed to Electro Titans, trying to make it work. My prediction for it, if you guys remember when we talked a couple weeks ago, was that if you got max Electro Titans on day one, that you'd just smash bases until their defenses are further along. And I'm mostly doing that. Question mark? Like,
Mostly.
yeah, I don't know. Two-thirds of the time, it's awesome. But then, kind of like what you're saying, every third attack, it seems, just something goes wrong, whether it's the towers or whatever. But in any smash attack, I basically don't notice the monolith. I take a few freeze spells, and once my stuff is in range of the monolith, I'll freeze over it, and then you smash through it, and it's not a huge deal, because it's just, DPS. And it's big DPS, but in a smash attack, it's less significant. What's been working out really well as far as the spell towers is I go back and forth between a flame flinger and a log launcher, and log launchers will trigger the
I
spell
hate that
towers.
so much. I hate that.
What?
Why? Why?
Like,
What are your grievances?
no, I just hate. I hate it on defense because it's
Right.
not cool. Like logs shouldn't trigger anything like that.
Yeah,
I believe
but
it's
that's why I
because
do
it's
it.
damage,
It's
isn't it?
strong. It's
It's
nice. Yeah.
the. I believe it's because don't spell towers react to damage, possibly, and
Yeah, is
that's what
it that the
triggers
log
them?
has to hit the actual spell tower for it to set off, or is it
Oh.
like logs passing through the range?
To be honest, I don't
Doing
know.
damage in the range.
I thought it was damage in the range by a spawned troop, or just like by a troop that's been
A
around for more
siege
than
machine
1.5 seconds.
counts.
Yeah, and so apparently a siege machine counts as like the troop that is spawned, and the log doing damage, even if it's like 10, 12 tiles away, it'll trigger the spell towers. And that's really nice, So I'll do that from time to time, but it's kind of tough to funnel with a log launcher. You have to break through a couple of the town or a couple of the wall segments on the way in and time it like just right. And then you still have to figure out how to funnel on either side. You got a warden walk on one, and then you got to figure out something else for the other corner. But generally speaking, I've been enjoying that. Warden walk feels really strong. I've tried queen walking a little bit, and the big difference between Town Hall 13, at least 14, was pretty up in the air of how people queen walked. There were a lot of different ways of doing it, and it was average. If you were good, it was good. But at Town Hall 15, it seems like you just want to invest as few resources into a queen walk as possible, get as much value as you can, and then save your resources for the actual push of the army or funneling somewhere else. So it'll still be, up in the air as the meta changes, but I think it's going to change a lot tomorrow. Because my favorite troop is coming back. If
Ooh.
well, I think it's tomorrow. Correct me if I'm
It
wrong.
is tomorrow.
Yeah,
Well,
so we
today for
got
me now.
a handful of seasonal things coming out. If you guys are listening live, you can see in the comments. Spence has linked a few posts in the top comment. We've got a new spooky scenery. Would love to hear your guys' opinions of how that compares to the old
I
Halloween
love
scenery.
it.
We've
I
got the
love
new
it.
Halloween obstacle that's also out, and then Giant Skeleton and Royal Ghost are coming back. What do we think of the fall or the Halloween update?
Well, I'm gonna start off and say I love the scenery. I don't care. Supercell, they took my money today. I don't usually buy
You were
sceneries,
complaining about
but
it all
I bought
day.
it.
What you were complaining
Was
about
I?
Forging it all day.
All day I made one comment about how far away the forge was. Just because I realized I would probably forget to collect my capital goals, because I don't know if you guys have seen, but the forge is actually miles away. The scenery itself is physically bigger than most sceneries, as in you can zoom out
I
further.
thought it
And
was
because,
too when I was
yeah,
looking at it.
and because of that, they've
Oh, whoa, it is so far
decided
away.
to. It is so far away, and
I'm
because
gonna
of that,
buy it
decided
right
to
now. I didn't realize that
rejig.
was what it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whose creator code are you punching in?
I
Ooh.
always forget to
Oh,
do that.
shit.
I'm gonna put in
Same,
tramples.
same.
Hey,
Trample, yeah.
Trample, you owe me 6 cents.
What's his code?
Trample. He's
Trample.
not on the podcast. Let's not promote his code
No,
until he
and oh,
listens
I'm
again.
like I'm talking to him right now because I'm trying to like I'm trying to get confirmation on
I'm
the
gonna
log
use code
thing, but he's being
BASH.
slow.
Yeah, that scenery, I love it. I love the whole islands, and to be honest, I just like dark sceneries because I like dark mode things, unlike Spencer, who is a terrible person and uses light mode Discord,
Yeah.
but that's not here nor there.
Ew. That's hilarious. And he's good at it too.
Huh. It looks like it has a bit more clarity, the new spooky skin, compared to the old one. People were complaining that it was really dark, but I think the grass color is a little bit lighter, and the individual squares like don't have a big difference in between them. So I think for people who are concerned with like gameplay and clarity, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But I have the old one equipped right now, and I'm buying the new one, literally right now. So I'll let you know if there's actually a difference or not.
Here, so like actually before we get too far ahead, Trample's saying that he's gonna make a video on this, but he's saying he thinks that the log launcher itself has to be in range for a poison tower, but logs hitting the buildings of around them for the other spells will trigger it, which is really weird.
Oh, interesting.
It's fascinating. One of the first
But
exploits I heard to counter invisibility towers in
also,
the core.
I can tell you now that the grass color is actually identical between the two
Yeah,
scenarios.
so I just found
So
that out too.
there you go. Yeah.
It's crazy how far out you can zoom. I kind of
I
don't like it,
know.
but I wonder when they're going to make that change to every other paid skin or
Oh, I don't
scenery.
think they will.
Oh, yeah, because they'd have to add
That's
artwork to it or it'd just be
yeah,
weird.
that's
Well, a lot of it has
unpaid.
artwork on the fringe that you just like can't see very well. And so I don't know if there's a way to
Yeah.
like make it so that you can zoom out just as much while not adding more on the edges. But either
I
way,
have a feeling they will
yeah, the
not.
forge is really jarring.
Where's the
Nothing
banana?
else is that different. Yeah, get out of here. We can't figure out where the banana is live.
Oh, I know
There's
where the banana is. I
someone
saw a
posted a picture
post.
of it today.
Yeah,
It's
I know where it is. It's at the bottom right on an island. It's in a
yeah,
little gold tent. That's
Oh,
the
I see.
banana.
Yeah, there's a
Yeah, I
little
see.
tent with it's very phallic on the sides and in the bananas and the door to that.
It's a Viking helmet, Rick.
But it's
Come
like
on.
it's got really rounded tops.
No, it doesn't. It's pointy. Oh,
Well,
all right. Well, that's thoroughly off track. Yeah, the scenery is cool.
scenery is
I don't
cool.
know if there's much to talk about with the obstacle that's been leaked. But it's another one. Would love to hear what you guys think of the ghost, Royal Ghost, and the giant skeleton. It's been a few years since the giant skeleton has been in the game, but the ghost has been a staple for the last few years. And personally, I abuse the mess out of the ghost every time it's around. I've gotten perfect legend stays a handful of times, and like maybe one of those was not with Royal Ghosts, but every time they're around, I'll get a perfect legend stay with them. I love them so much.
It's gonna be harder this year, because the Royal Ghost is the same stats that it was last year. It's the same level and same stats. I was really hoping it would get a bump with Town Hall 15.
New level.
So
Yeah.
it's I don't know, it's not as strong. It's still gonna be strong, but like I don't really think we're gonna be getting, 320 cup legends days.
Yeah, I don't know. I
Well,
think with the way that Town Hall 15 has shaken out, there's just so much value on the map that it's impossible to put it in the center. And I know that was what was tough with Royal Ghosts before, was when like ring bases or something that would really centralize all the value on the base. It could be tough with your ghosts to get in, but I can see there being more strategies that use ghosts and other things. Because before, I think it was all ghosts and bats. That was usually at least what I did.
that was
But
the
I can
one.
see now taking just like five or six royal ghosts to take out, a whole compartment that contains the monolith, or to take out the. It'll be interesting to see how the spell tower works with it. If it doesn't detect the troop at all,
It
I
does.
wouldn't
It
think
does.
it will trigger.
Well, actually, I said that on the so on the challenge that's come out, I do know that if you send the ghost and it starts damaging the invisibility tower while it's still invisible, it will activate. But I don't know if it activates without you damaging it. So that'd be
Interesting.
something to test.
So maybe it turns into an attack meta where you're using ghosts away from the spell towers to take out high value, like the Town Hall or the Monolith or the
Possibly.
Eagle,
I
and then
guarantee they
Anonymous
don't trigger
Immortals.
them. They don't trigger spell towers.
So yeah, Royal Ghost does not trigger the poison tower until
Yeah,
it's
they won't trigger
destroyed.
any because no invisible troops trigger the spell towers ever. Take that,
Oh,
Sam.
there we go.
We'll see tomorrow.
I didn't know. Oh,
Kick him off the podcast.
No.
no.
Well, we'll see.
I'll
The truth
resign.
comes out tomorrow. I'm sure that we'll
I'll
play it a
resign in
lot
disgrace.
and then figure out who's right. But I'll be
I
excited to
will.
see if there are new strategies with it.
I will resign if I'm wrong. Don't worry.
What do you guys think of the giant skeleton?
Useless. I'm not even gonna touch it.
Well, I'm not gonna try. I'm looking at, he hasn't been around since Town Hall 11, and his stats are based on a multiplier that scales with your town hall, so he should be pretty strong.
Yeah, his bombs are like, I mean, it's all about the bomb at the end. So
he targets only defenses for people who haven't seen him, because it's been, I think, since 2018 that he's been around.
Man, that's been 4 years.
Yeah,
wild.
So he targets only defenses. He's a big tanky boy. You're looking at, last time he did 2,200 death damage, like you were saying, there's a lot of death damage, and had just over 4,000 hit points. So he should be a lot stronger at Town Hall 15.
Like,
we could actually do the math if you guys want to. I mean, it's so hard.
What's the troop space for him? I forget.
Was it 20?
20.
20?
20 last time.
I can see him taking the place of an ice golem in smash attacks, where instead of, you know, trying to get that freeze for an extra defensive value, you're getting the bomb for some offensive value. But I always thought, at least 4 years ago when I was playing with it, that it was counterintuitive to have a tank that has the highest value when it dies, because tanks generally are trying not to die and to tank for, you know, the rest of your attack. And then if the goal for it is to die eventually, then it was always kind of tough. And there aren't many troops like that in the game. I think the ones that die that then do other things, you know, typically have utility after their death instead of value, if that makes sense. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeti has value after its death, but who knows?
Yeah. I'd like to quickly circle back to the Royal Ghost before we continue, because I think we talked briefly about how it affects Town Hall 15 and Perfect Legends days. I think it's really important to remember how great it is for lower Town Halls hitting up, because when Royal Ghosts were a thing last time, I was at Town Hall 12, and I could triple some Tower 14s. So I think they are really, really huge for the lower Town Halls, especially because you get the quote-unquote max level of Royal Ghost at Town 12. So you are getting the best level that low down, and when we know how overpowered they are, I think this is, you know, it is a really great time for hitting up. So Town 12s can hit Town 14s in war. So it's a really kind of fun experience for, I think, lower Town Halls, especially in war, where they just get to hit bases which they never have hit before. So I think, do any of you guys have lower Town Hall accounts which you will be abusing?
Yeah, I've got three minis, and that's a really good point. I forget sometimes, because the majority of my focus is on the max Town Hall, that like the majority of the people who play the game are not maxed. So you're 100% right. If you guys are newer to the game or new to Royal Ghosts and you're looking for a free army, take all Royal Ghosts, 5 or 6 bat spells, more if you can, a few freezes, and like one rage.
Bring some clones. You can get even more.
Oh, yeah. The spells are pretty up in the air. A lot of different options with them. I like to do the bats for back-end stuff and use ghosts on the splash. But you can do clones. You can do rages just to get the most value you can out of the ghosts. But for farming, they're excellent. For war, like Sam was saying, they're excellent.
Yep.
Oh, good and troops stuff. Are free now. I don't know what they cost before. Oh, yeah. They cost nothing now.
I always forget that. So, what have we got left? Should we see if we got any questions in the comments?
Well, before we do, you wanted to bring up the last link. It's the bottom one in the pinned comment right now for anyone who's here live, talking about a post from the official Brawl Stars Twitter account saying, should we ask Clash of Clans to drop an update video tomorrow? And then Clash Royale's official account responding, do it. Both of them adding Clash of Clans. So it seems like we're going to get an update video tomorrow, and wanted to see if you guys had any speculation over what it would be about.
Oh. It's probably just a Halloween theme one, honestly.
Well, the Royal Ghost and the Skeleton that we're getting are both Clash Royale troops. So that's crossover there already. I wonder if they're teasing an additional piece of Brawl Stars content that's going to cross over we don't know about.
That'd be neat. They've done Brawl Stars crossovers a couple times with El Primo, and then
El Primo was cool. Like, I want to see El Primo back.
I know. I'd love that one. He was fun to use and not broken. A little broken.
Which is so funny. What did he even
do? Not Royal Ghost broken.
Was he basically like a Valk? Like, what did he do? I don't even remember.
Man, me neither. He dealt like triple damage to walls.
Yeah, he dealt a ton of damage to walls, but targeted other stuff too. And he was just a very strong singular unit, so you could use him in a variety of different ways.
I just remember
I used him mostly to funnel.
plowing through like Town Hall 10s, 11s with him back then.
Man, Spencer, the man behind the curtain, you're incredible. The wiki link to El Primo, he was a temporary troop also in 2018. Funny enough. So if we're getting the giant skeleton back, you know, maybe he's coming around here soon too. He prioritized defensive structures above others. He dealt 20 times the damage to walls. That's crazy.
Like wall breakers are like 40 times, right?
Yeah. So he was basically a fighting wall breaker. His housing space was only 12. And so you could take a lot of them. And he was just a good troop.
Yeah. So I was just looking at the comments, and one question that did kind of stand out to me, mainly because of the replies that followed, was from u/Skelly of Kiev, literally just asking what is fishing. And then I know we've kind of covered that a lot, but they do go on to say basically about how it's when your account gets stolen, and they said, quote, "I have Supercell ID though." And I think it's probably important to mention how phishing actually works, as I'm sure all of you have seen a lot of probably false bullshit going around on the sub a lot. Myths about how they take the account, what information they use, etc., etc. I think probably our most knowledgeable person on this all is Rick. Mm-hmm. So I wondered if he maybe wanted to quickly explain how the whole process actually works to clear
Rick,
out.
Rick, how do I keep my account safe?
Oh my god. Okay. Quickly is not a word that I do.
Okay.
So the highlights. Phishing may or may not be the perfect term, whatever. It's the term that everyone uses, so that's what we're going to go with. But it's basically how people steal accounts. And the main way that people steal accounts, aside from if you fall for a scam or something, is they contact support and say, "Hey, I am you. I lost my access to my email or whatever, and I need to get the account back." Support will then ask a series of questions to try and verify you as the original owner. And those questions are just terrible, and they don't do any real verification at all. But basically they say, "Hey, you know, who are you? What's the name, account tag, what clan are you in?" Just that's how they find like the account that they want to recover. And then the follow-on questions are the ones that they use to try and verify that you are the original owner. And it's basically, where did you make the account? When did you make the account? Did you have any previous name changes? Can you give me a receipt for a purchase if you have made one? And what devices have you played on? That's it. That's all of them, right, Sam?
Yep, I think so.
Well, hey, that
all
sounds pretty good. Man, if they asked all those questions, surely it couldn't be that easy to steal an account.
You would be wrong, Matt, because it is extremely easy. So a lot of that stuff you can just look up on anyone else. Like, I can pull up, you and I are friends in game. I can go to your account. I can see your tag, you know, and obviously what plan you're in. I talk to you. I know you're, you know, I know you're an American. If you've ever been to Legends League, like, you're probably historically on some country's leaderboard at some point somewhere. I can look that up. That's all in the data. If you have changed your name after having been in Legends, there's also a historical data that's available to search through that says, like, "Hey, someone with your account tag finished in this place in Legends in 1 month, and the next month that same account tag finished in Legends again but had a different name." Yeah, Sam's pretty smart, and he's written a little bot to look those up too.
I did find Carbon Finn's old name, which is quite fun.
which we won't technically say, obviously, but yeah.
Nope.
But yeah, that stuff is out there.
How many accounts have you stolen, Sam?
Well, let me count. I've got a list somewhere.
It's kind of funny because you're joking, but I am very, very confident that if Sam and I wanted to start stealing accounts, we could do it today.
Well, I mean, that said, we know we've talked to people through this position that have done it for money, you know, as a side hustle. So it is a thing that's out there. I think it's important at this time. I don't have it in front of me here. I'll see how quick I can pull up Darian's actual response, because they are making some changes, and I'm assuming it's going to be around securing this information a little bit better.
Yeah, so
I know there were some subtle API changes that got made in the background.
What he said in a reply to me the other day too is, because I asked him, like, "Hey, it really seems like nothing has been done since we last brought it up. How can we be confident you guys are going to fix it this time?" And what he said was, like, we did some behind the scenes stuff to try and counteract a lot of the bot uses, because people write Discord bots to just search all of the recovery information instantly for them. So he said apparently they tried to close some of those routes to get info, and then people who are phishing accounts have improved their bots and are still finding ways to do it. Ultimately, it's a flawed system to begin with, and it really needs to be rebuilt from the ground up if they want to continue to allow people to recover accounts. I guess, anyway, like actionable advice that we can get into, how to protect yourself. Kind of bad news, there's not a whole lot you can do. Mainly, you just need to be prepared to recover the account yourself and be active. People who steal accounts really want to steal dead accounts too, because it takes time to resell them. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to invest your time recovering an account of an active person who may or may not just get it back within a few days anyway. Like, all of your accounts, like, try to log into them constantly, or, you know, at least, you know, once a week too, because like the game will show, you know, with how many days you've been away, up to a week. Know all the recovery information. It's in our frequently asked questions. The link is sometimes called Wiki on the subreddit, depending on how you search, but know that stuff and just be ready to take it back if it happens to you. And then don't fall for any stupid scams too. That's not really like preventing it, but if someone comes into your clan and wants to give you a free account, that's a scam. Do not give them an email, and absolutely never give someone the code that Supercell ID will send you. That is, they're stealing your account. And another huge, massive flaw in the system is once they have access to one of your accounts, they can really get all the rest, you know, very, very easily, because those accounts now are like cross-pollinated and they have a shared device history. And the bot, like the recovery bots at Supercell Help, kind of can see that and just say, oh, hey, like, both of these accounts have touched the same phone. It's probably the same guy. We'll just give them to them all right now anyway.
And a quick addition to all of that. One thing that a lot of people do that I think they don't see anything wrong with, but for a security thing is a huge issue, is account sharing. And so, like, obviously people go on trips, you know, if you're overseas and abroad, you know, you'll always have some variations to your activity. But generally speaking, if all of your accounts are on the same phone in the same, you know, location, more or less, for years, and then one day, you know, a recovery question comes from, you know, a different country, and they actually take your account, when you appeal that to support, they're able to see that and, you know, hopefully give it back to the actual owner. But if you get in the habit of sharing an account with a friend, and they see, you know, this account logs on from one location one day, another location another day, and it's really difficult for them to track, like, who actually owns the account outright. And then when there is, you know, a recovery issue or a phishing problem, then the tools that Supercell has to help fix that really are limited if you share your account. And so I know a lot of people do that with, like, with relatives or with friends, and, you know, it's against terms of service, but in that regard, kind of to each their own. But just know that if you're doing that, you're really shooting yourself in the foot if you do ever run into a phishing issue.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
When was the last time we had a good ban wave?
A good ban wave?
There was a ESL one a year or two ago.
There are occasionally some at the top of Legends, because cheating is quite right there.
The Stephanie Mujtaba one is pretty big.
I honestly could not tell you. I am hoping, just drawing back to phishing, that we do get some sort of change soon, because I know Darren said that they had made changes. I believe they probably have, but I'm skeptical as to what on earth they could be, because I can confirm the API has not changed. They have changed nothing about the API.
Yeah, it's going to be a slow process.
All the guides come out now saying, you know, what kind of questions they ask are the same as what people were saying a year ago, which would suggest that nothing has really changed. Yeah. I could be looking at too much of a surface level, but
they really need to redo the whole process. I'm not confident that they do that. Hopefully they can make improvements at least. One of the interesting things too that I had honestly never considered is we've known that the Supercell ID team is kind of separate from the game teams, and they have to serve all games too. So if they are making changes, anything systemic with Supercell ID, it's going to affect all of the other games, you know, Brawl Stars and Royale and Boom Beach and all the other stuff. And games that aren't necessarily Supercell, like, can you log in with your Supercell ID to whatever the stupid music one is, BeatStars? Like, I think you can. I think you can. There's just a lot of working parts today. If they change anything with Supercell ID, it has to jive with all the other different games too. So I wouldn't expect anything quickly to happen, but at least the fact that Darian is addressing that, it kind of shows that they've been talking about it at least. Hopefully it wasn't like a no because of XYZ. Yeah.
You can call me a Supercell shill, but I'm on the side too that that phishing is an issue in a very small minority of the player base. Clash of Clans.
How many is an excessive game? Like small, hold on, small issue or not? Yeah. Like, there are millions of players, yeah, and the percentage of people who have accounts stolen is small relative to the whole population. Yeah. It is not at all a small problem. I'm not trying to minimize the problem.
Let me finish, you know? I'm not trying to minimize the problem at all. To those it happens to, it's incredibly serious. The amount of money that people invest in the game to lose your account and it not be your fault is unthinkable. You know, it's a tragedy every time. All I'm trying to say is that this is the place people come to complain. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be a loud conversation here. And I just want to give Supercell some credit that they have the biggest, maybe like, you know, one of the largest mobile gaming companies in the world. And they're feeling out this platform. They're one of the biggest targets because of how valuable these accounts are, you know, and how valuable this game is that they've created. So we're at the forefront of trying to sort through this issue.
I'm
not sure I'm in the position where I'm going to really be thanking Supercell for too much. I totally agree. It's not the
Clash of Clans. I'm not thanking them. I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt. You know?
Yeah.
Like there is value in bringing that up too, because you know, like we don't want to fearmonger. You know, like you don't need to go and blur your name and your resources and all the other stupid stuff. Yeah. When you post your base on there, you don't need to, because you know, like realistically, you know, whoever is listening to this, you probably don't have a valuable base. Like no one wants your junky rushed whatever base. Unless you're the leader of a high level clan, or have a really good win streak or something unique about your account or are famous in some kind of way, as long as you're active, you're probably you're probably fine.
Mobile gaming company by three times the next
Like, so you don't need to be fearful every day for your account, but it is a very large and very serious problem.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just always worth remembering that the whole process could definitely be better, and the questions they ask are currently poor. I think we got to be careful not to particularly praise Supercell for a system that is giving away thousands of accounts, even if that is a minority of players. There shouldn't really be an acceptable number of accounts stolen, especially because it's not like they're being hacked or anything per se. They're being exploited, and it feels like exploitations should be patched up.
I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who are trying to get free gems or paying people online to whatever. I don't really have a lot of sympathy for that.
Yeah, like, I don't think anyone does.
But everyone else, this is Supercell is giving people's accounts away to thieves, and that is should be unacceptable.
Mm. But one more reason too: never buy or sell accounts.
You're buying something that was stolen from someone in all likelihood, and you could lose it. You could lose your money. It's just a bad idea.
Yeah. Phishing is a problem, but there are also plenty of stupid people who will put themselves into the mess themselves. So,
I mean, money is behind everything. And so phishing happens because it's profitable. And in a perfect world, you know, we quit buying bases, so people quit phishing them. But, you know, it'll never be perfect in that area. And so the biggest request, kind of to Mac's point, is seeing what kind of unique innovations Supercell is able to come up with, having worked on it for as long as they've been saying that they have, to really try and take, you know, mobile gaming at their volume of accounts into the next level of safety that is still, you know, conducive to user interface. But
I do get it is a hard problem when they clearly do want accounts to be easily recovered by the actual owner. I do get they want to make that as easy as possible because it's a game that's been around for 10 years now.
Why don't they just do two-factor authentication?
Because two-factor authentication is only helpful if You basically know your account password. Literally, when you sign in with Supercell ID, they're sending a code to you. Essentially, is a form of two-factor authentication. The support
Supercell
system,
ID is like the appearance of two-factor authentication.
Exactly. The support system is designed to help people who have essentially lost their Supercell ID or do not have that kind of information to get it to get their accounts back. So in that regard, two-factor authentication doesn't help that much because Supercell are essentially assuming you've already lost access to the accounts, so you're not
You're
going to have your
saying
TFA code somewhere.
stupid because they want to treat it like it's TFA, and then they say like, oh, you lost your email? Okay, we'll just change it for you, completely defeating the purpose of TFA in
At
the first
least
place
put
anyway.
email and a phone number, right?
I don't know. Like, I mean, like all that stuff costs money. There are a few really simple things they could do, like short of 2FA, that I think would really help. Sending an email to the Supercell ID, like when an account is trying to be recovered, they said, hey, someone's trying to access this account. Is it you? If so, ignore this. If it's not you, let us know and we'll stop it.
A bit
That
like
would
the
that
Google
would be
pop-ups, if you ever get them.
that would be great. And then the other big things are not allowing insta-linking, the thing I said with the shared device history earlier. Stop that. Make every account go through a person. It's a huge hassle if I lose my phone with my 14 accounts. If I needed to do everyone individually, that's a pain in the ass, but whatever. And
But
then
that's the cost
finally,
of having 14 accounts.
Finally, if people get unlimited attempts, it really sounds like to guess stuff. So like if I try to recover an account, I get some stuff wrong, I just make a new Town Hall 2, I contact support again, I try again, and I can do that essentially an unlimited number of times
We'll have
until
to
I
be
get it
too a
right.
little
And
careful with how much we reveal about how to do
That's been our stance for the longest time too. And like Reddit's a small corner of the internet, and it's kind of, I don't know,
the
like
biggest Clash of Clans forum.
it yes, but like the information's out there. You know, like what's the saying? You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. And it's naive for us to assume that if we don't talk about it or if we hide it, it's gonna prevent the problem from growing. It's already huge. So
That's
like
what
I
most YouTubers do. That's what their stance typically is on it, which I respect it for their platform.
And some of them have terrible takes, but we
Yeah,
don't need to
I'm
name names.
not gonna call out any names, but
And that'll be a
yeah.
conversation for another time.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone knows too much about it. I don't, but I know Itsu apparently had some sort of quite bad experience when he tried sandhole fishing once. I don't know if anyone knows more about it, but I think he does have a legitimate reason. I think something did happen to him when he tried to call it out a while back. So there could be, I don't know the whole story, but there could be a very, and probably is, a legitimate reason why some people avoid the issue. But then there are also definitely some who avoid the issue because they don't think it's an issue. And that is a shame.
But like with everything, there's more to it than you see on the surface. And so with a lot of these discussions, I see people either quick to hate on a content creator or quick to comment on a post and say, you know, why not just add, two-factor authentication? And they make it
I
seem like
hate it
it's
when
super
people
black and
say
white.
that.
And there's a lot of depth to it, a lot of gray area.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will be something that Darian comes out with an announcement, or Supercell comes out with a fix, something that we can actually talk about. But until that day comes, we'll keep having conversations like this. But that's about all the time that we have for this evening. Thank you guys for listening. We'll go around and do some shout outs. We'll start with Mac. What do you have to shout out?
Oh yeah. Shout out to the people that put on, what was that subreddit that had a post about us? Subreddit drama. Shout
SRD.
out to subreddit drama. We made it on there. I believe it was removed ultimately, but it had some traction behind it, you know.
It did have some traction.
But
Very good.
yeah, shout out. That's a fun spot.
So I'd like to shout out whoever my prime minister will be next week,
Yeah.
and then whoever it is the week after that. I'm sure they'll do a wonderful job.
Bojo's
Man, I don't
coming
know.
back. It's
I
gonna
don't
be
know if I
Bojo.
saw this joke on Reddit or on Twitter, but my favorite joke I've seen about it, maybe not even a joke, but it's the trivia question, who was the prime minister when the queen died, is going to be such a sick
Oh,
trivia
that is going to
question
be
in
hard.
10 or 20 years.
That is going to be hard.
Ooh.
Was it Davey that sent us that one earlier where it was like Aragorn in the forest, and like Gandalf is coming back, but it's Boris Johnson's face. Like when he comes back as Gandalf the White.
I think he also said a very good one, which is
that's hilarious.
Liz Truss, which just said, becomes prime minister, meets the queen, dies. Economy, sends the country into a recession, resigns after 6 weeks, refuses to elaborate, leaves. And I think that sums up.
Sums it up.
Tough couple years to be a Brit. Rick, what about you? You have any shout outs?
Yeah, Reddit IOTA, led by our boy Grog, by Will Alone.
By Will Alone.
Subreddit. They're having a huge celebration this weekend. So congrats on 1,000 wars, guys. And and then
RCS shout out.
Yeah. The guys over at Crystal to Join. Just want to say, hey, what's up? Thanks for letting me hang out. But you do need to stop spreading the slander.
Whose stream did you send me out, Alex? Someone said
Carl, yeah, it was Carl.
Yeah, I said the worst mod.
Yeah, Carl from CTJ. He's got a really good YouTube channel you guys should check out. It's Crystal to Join the number. And yeah, he does Twitch and YouTube now in addition to their podcast. I imagine everyone who listens to us is mostly aware of the other podcast, but check it out. You're doing great stuff, Carl, even though you're slandering me.
Do you want to elaborate on the slander?
There was a lot of toe-based shenanigans in that clan in their podcast over the last couple of weeks, and I am not responsible.
I'm going on record.
I'm not the toe guy.
And that's not going to make sense.
All right, I don't want any further elaboration.
Yeah, me neither. That'll do it for me.
Lion?
If you don't.
Shout out to my awesome clan. We just hit 600 war wins, and we're going to go do our 1,000th war pretty soon.
Oh, nice. Wow. That's a fun coincidence.
Man, what level is your clan?
21. We're going to hit 22 in a few days.
Yo, still can't donate 10 hogs, though. hope they fix that.
No, I do hope so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably that would be so exciting if then the update they have the update talk tomorrow, they have some quality of life things, because there are a few for Town Hall 15. But that's going to be my shout out is the update for tomorrow. Royal Ghosts, super pumped about them. And I think that's all that I've got going on. So that'll do it for me.
Awesome. Well, I think that just about wraps it all up then. Thank you to everyone who has listened to us today. Slightly smaller crowd, not sure what happened with Reddit, but still got a decent turnout. If you want to listen to this pod on other platforms, it will be available on Apple, Spotify, whatever. I think we're
literally
on every single podcast platform in the world. If we're somehow not on your podcast platform, do let us know. But I would actually make a very substantial bet that we are. So do check us out. And yeah, we will see you at this time again in 2 weeks, hopefully with some more great stuff to discuss. And we'll see you all then. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to Lion, Spencer, Rick, and Mac for joining me today. See you all next week, or 2 weeks. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.